弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴今天早上我们再一次的相聚。
Very happy we can get together this morning.
今天是我们一个特别的聚会。
This morning is a very special gathering.
因为是每年一次的教会的年会。
Because this is our annual congregation meeting.
那我们特别利用这个年会的机会来回顾一年神在我们当中所做的奇妙的工作。
So using the ACM that we're going to look back what God has done for us last year.
我们非常的感谢神，虽然这一年真是非常的不平凡。
So we really want to give thanks to the Lord because this has been a very unusual year.
因为我们知道因为这个全球疫情的发展使我们不得不离开教会，大家在网上聚会。
Because due to world pandemic that we could not get together, so we started meeting through the Zoom.
那么在这个变化当中，我们也看到我们教会的领袖，我们教会的弟兄姐妹对神是何等的忠心。
So through those dramatic changes, we have seen the church leaders has been serving faithfully.
那么也是在这个疫情当中，我们也看到弟兄姐妹有很多有需要的。
And during this time, we have seen a lot of needs for brothers and sisters.
我们也看到弟兄姐妹愿意彼此伸出援助之手，能够互相的帮助，互相的勉励。
We see the brother and sister reach out to the people who are in need.And to help each other and support each other.
我们为此特别感谢神将这个属灵的家庭赐给我们。
We want to give thanks to the Lord to give this a spiritual home to us.
那么今天接下来我们就特别的来一起回顾一下这一年神在我们当中的工作。
So we want to look back what has God done for us in our church.
那么在我们回顾的时候，我们先来想一下去年的时候，我们还在教会里面聚会，我们已经确定了今年我们教会的目标。
So last year we already made a decision what is our goal and the theme for this year.
那么当时我们教会的主题呢，是定的叫彼此相交，共同成长。
The theme we already decided is a fellowship with one another, grow together in Christ.
那我们想借此机会能够鼓励弟兄姐妹之间有更多的交通。
So through this opportunity, so we will have a more fellowship among brothers and sisters.
我们也希望借着推动小组的事工能使弟兄姐妹之间有更强的这种联系，在组内有更坚固的根基。
So maybe the start the small group.That we have a better fellowship and get this experience.
但是因为疫情的发展但是我们不得不改变我们的计划。
So because of pandemic, we have to change our plan.
但是我们感谢主，神在这个特别的时期用不同的，是我们没有预想到的方式，使我们教会可以继续推动这个事工。
So through pandemic, that God used infallible way that help us to start our ministry.
那么我们看到在过去的一年当中，我们有些哪些特别值得我们来庆贺的呢？
What's some of the milestone that we want to celebrate?
那当去年一月份的时候，我们已经知道了这个病毒开始在中国开始泛滥的时候，那个时候我们仍然在教会有庆祝一个新年的机会。
So in January, we knew that China already started the COVID infection, but we were able to still celebrate Chinese New Year in our own church.
那么在二月份的时候呢，有这个角声布道团的李伟强牧师来到我们当中。
So we have the special speaker from Harold is Pastor David Lee to speak our Mission Sunday.
那么他在我们当中有分享到他们所做的这个社区的福音的事工。
So he shared the community ministry.
这是我们一个宣教主日 能够成功的举办。
And so we were able to have a successful Mission Sunday.
那么在那之后之间呢，我们其实已经开始了有这个会员班的一个课程。
And at that time, we restarted the membership class in February.
那已经预备我们准备有浸礼的本来。
Because we were actually prepared to have a baptism.
但是因为疫情的发展，我们在3月中旬呢，教会就完全改成在网上聚会。
But because during the pandemic, we have to, we start to have an online meeting, in March.
那么3月19号呢，裴师母特别组织大家在网上有第一次的这种网上的祷告会。
And Annie has coordinated the very first online prayer meeting.
然后3月22号呢，我们在这个胡弟兄带领我们组织下，我们终于可以顺利的在这个在这个Zoom上可以有第一次的敬拜。
Our brother Raymond really help us to start the Zoom service on March 23rd.
那么之后呢，我们呢依然在网上有这个受难日的聚会和复活节的聚会。
So online we start a Good Friday service and the Easter service.
那么我们在受难日的聚会呢，我们居然有创纪录的43位弟兄姐妹来参加。
There were 43 brothers and sisters attend a Good Friday meeting.
那也是从3月开始，我们开始用这种牧师加书的方式跟大家来保持联系。
So the pastor started the pastor weekly newsletter to communicate with
加书今年我们已经有37封。
And this is a weekly newsletter that already has 37 newsletter.
那么我们明年会继续有这个牧师家书，直到我们真正的能够返回到教会聚会的时候为止。
And Pastor Chen will continue to the weekly newsletter until we can meet again.
那么因为这个微信的改变的缘故，我们还成立了这个 LINE 的群组。
Because there is a possibility of cancel the WeChat, so we start the LINE group.
那我们也有很多弟兄姐妹都加入了这个群组，跟教会保持联系。
And many brothers and sisters have joined this group and to continue to have a communication with the church.
那中文组呢，我们在6月份有开始这个读经法的课程。
And the Chinese Sunday school started a Bible study method in June.
那我们非常感谢神，那么弟兄姐妹非常踊跃的参加。
And the participation was wonderful.
而且非常认真的在完成功课，认真的学习。
And people are very, very serious about the homework and learning.
为此，我是非常的感谢神。
I'm so thankful to the Lord.
我们今年庆祝父亲节的方式也非常的不一样。哈。
Celebration of Father's Day was very unique.
那我们请那林恩生弟兄和李嘉玲姐妹来为我们做见证。
My brother Anderson and sister Catherine to share with us.
那么虽然疫情的发展呢，打乱了我们原先成立小组的计划。
And even though interruption of pandemic that have changed the plan of a small group.
但是我们这个小组呢，最近也陆陆续续的推出，我们今年大概有5个小组可以成立。
And so gradually that we start forming more groups, small groups. So eventually we will have 5 small groups.
那么今年的感恩节，我们是个感恩的主日见证。
And so this Thanksgiving, we have special Thanksgiving Sunday.
那我们也感谢主，有6位弟兄姐妹呢，非常勇敢，乐意出来为主做美好的见证。
And 6 brothers and sisters very courageously willing to share their testimony with us.
那么我们接下来的下个星期，我们教会还会安排一个圣诞节的特别的庆祝活动。
And next Sunday we will have a Christmas celebration.
所以我们看到，虽然疫情的发展阻止我们不能在教会里面大家彼此的见面。
And even the pandemic hinder our personal get together.
但是因着神的恩典和弟兄姐妹的这种热心，我们依然可以来成就神的美好的旨意。
So during this time, everybody who is faithful and willing to still get together.
那么我们接下来看的是过去这一年我们的出席的状况哈。
And let's look at this year's attendance.
那这上面呢就是月份，是每个月啊所这个每周啊这样的每周啊出席的人数。
So if you look at the top, it talk about the month, like January all the way to November. And then from the left, there's a week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
那么接下来的话，这个就是每个月的参加的总数啊。
And so if you look at the middle of it is the total attendance number.
那么在这个总数的下面呢，是每一周的平均的人数啊，每个月每周。
And then below that is a weekly average.
那么跟去年的情况相比呢，那么接下来的这一遍就是我们变化的人数啊。
And so we'll compare with the last year, and you see the bottom, the orange will be the difference, that is the less, and the black one is the, that it was increased.
那我们看到第二月跟第三第二月份跟三月份我们人数有明显的下降，这是因为疫情的关系啊，我们的聚会人数的减少。
So you can see there's significant decrease in February and March. At that time, we're still meeting at a church.
但是我们看到从三月份的第四个星期开始，因为我们那是我们正式开始在网络聚会的时候，我们的人数开始回升。
And so the fourth week of March and the people attend the church has gradually increased.
那么这个回升呢一直都非常稳定啊，一直直到现在我们都是这个稳定的人数。
And so far the attendance has been fairly steady.
那么我们也看到说在八月九月跟十月这些人数的变化好像不如去年啊。
And so we can see September through November.
当中呢比较没有学生在我们当中来跟我们一起敬拜。
So that one difference is because the students are not joining us right now.
因为平常在这个学校开学的期间呢，我们当中一般情况下都有十个左右的这个大学的学生跟我们一起敬拜的。
So when Cal Poly, usually when they start school, they average about 10 people join our worship service.
所以说今年来说我们平均的人数呢是比去年下降了大概5.7% 的情况。
So this year we have a 5.7% decrease of attendance.
但是这个数字并不能完全来表明我们教会的一个发展的状况。
And the number cannot really reflect what is going on with our church.
因为我们看到说在这一段我们在网上聚会的时间，我们看到弟兄姐妹都是非常固定的来参加。
But we can see brother sister has regularly attend the church online.
而且是特别我们当中有一些这个比较尾声的基督徒就是更加成熟，他们在属灵上面生命上的成长，这个是非常显著的。
And it's very significant for people who are more mature Christians and more committed that to attend church ministry.
所以这个出席状况的一览表呢，这个最高的这个绿色就是代表这个月的总数啊。
And so the green bar is a reflect the total number of the month.
那么其他的是代表每个月不同的周啊所出席的人数啊。
And different number represent different weeks.
那么最后这个蓝色的靠近这个总数的绿色这个蓝色的是平均的数字啊。
So it means that the dark blue usually is the average of attendance of the month.
所以我们看到我们教会的成员呢，大概我们大部分是来参加这个主日的崇拜啊。
And so majority of our church people that join the worship service.
那么我们人数最低的人数就是在疫情最严重的时候，那个时候我们仍然有31位弟兄姐妹最后一次在教会里面来敬拜。
The very last week of we get together in March, that is the least attendance, that we still have 31 people attend the church service.
那么最高的一次人数是我们在教会里面的中国新年的庆祝啊，有71位。
And the highest attendance is the Chinese celebration. We have 71 people attended.
那平均的情况呢， 我们参加的人数都是在五十多位这样。
So average users in the 50s.
所以我们教会的成员非常的稳定。
And the attendance is pretty steady.
那我们的主日学呢？实际上有英文主日学跟中文主日学。
So we have a two Sunday school at this time, Chinese and English.
那因为我们在中文的主日学开办这个查经法的学习的课程。
And because we just start the inductive Bible study method in Chinese Sunday school.
那我们呢就在星期三的早上又开了额外的一班，满足那个弟兄姐妹不能在星期天参加主日学的。
So, beside the Chinese Sunday School on Sunday, we start another class on Wednesday for those people who cannot join, Sunday School on Sunday.
我们注册查经法课程的人数呢，都达到了30位的弟兄姐妹，这个超乎我们原先的设想。
So, total of, the students is about 30 people in that class.
所以我们为此啊，我们特别的感谢主，弟兄姐妹，学习的热情。
We want to thank to the Lord how the people are very excited to learn about this.
那么在今年的早期呢，我们差不多有三个小组成立哈。
In the beginning of this year, we had three small groups.
我们陆陆续续也有成立一些其他的小组。
And then gradually we start different small groups.
我们后面会再详细的介绍这些小组成立的状况。
And then later, we're going to introduce the small groups later.
我们感谢神，我们有三位弟兄姐妹呢，是有这个意愿要加入教会的。
And there are three brothers and sisters has decided they want to be baptized, but yet to be baptized.
对，他们是陈萌、马嘉恩和林平伟。
And it's Michael Chen, Karen Mar, and Ping Wei.
那么他们已经参加了四次的会员的这个课程。
They have completed four.
因为条件的限制，我们现在没有办法有这个浸礼。
Because of circumstances, we are not able to have a baptism right now.
我们希望明年我们回到教会的时候，我们可以有浸礼他们可以正式的接受浸礼加入教会。
And hopefully next year, those four people, those three people will be baptized when we go back to church.
我们也鼓励教会的弟兄姐妹，如果你还没有受浸的话，也希望说能够尽早的认识主，可以有这个受浸的机会。
We encourage people who have not been baptized that will be interested and to join us.
如果呢，也是为那些是已经是基督徒但还不是教会会员的，我们也希望说，你可以跟牧师联系。可以在明年一起来加入教会。
For those people who are already Christian, but yet the member of our church, that please contact Pastor Chen and to become the member of our church.
那我们今年举办的这个培训的课程啊，我们大概有以下几项啊。
And there's quite a few classes and training.
那么我们这个小组的聚会呢，有四次，就是怎么样组织带领小组，有四次的这个培训。
There are special training about small group basics. There are four times.
那在开始这个马可福音归纳式查经之前，我们有六周的简单的介绍这个查经法的课程。
And we had a Bible study methods. We had six lessons prior we start the Bible study method.
那么在美国大选之前呢，我们也特别有讲到介绍过这个耶稣时代的政治党派。
And before the presidential election, we also talk about politics in Jesus' time.
那查经法课程呢，我们使用这个马可福音归纳式查经，我们大概有20周这样的培训，我们将在下周能够结束所有的这个学习的课程。
So we start an inductive study of the book of Mark and total of 20 lessons we should be completed next week.
那么在去年我们已经有过去几年我们已经有这个就喜乐小组在运作。
And so the last year, Joy Group has been started quite a few years ago. They continue their small group.
那么李美玲姐妹呢从 这个去年就开始接任这个小组长的职位。
美玲 is the coordinator of that small group.
那他们是每周的第四个星期五来聚会。
They get together on the fourth week of every month. First Friday.
裴师母呢也一直有带领这个良善的小组。
Annie 师母 also started the goodness group.
那么这个小组呢在这个裴师母给了很多这样的培训。
There was a lot of training through Annie.
那帮助我们的教会的弟兄姐妹特别是一些领袖能够在属灵的生命上有更扎实的根基。
And especially to train some of the leaders that to have a better foundations.
那其中裴师母最后的一个 training 是关于马斯洛的这个需求层次的这个理论。
So the last training was focused on Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
那么结合圣经的教导是让我们更加认清清楚我们在主里面怎么样成为一个更完美的人。
And through the Bible teaching that we can then continue to be a better person and better Christian.
那么裴师母已经完成了这个培训所以今年这个小组呢也就解散那么其他的成员呢到不同的小组中去。
And so this series is already completed, and so the member of this group were dispersed to different groups.
那么在我们到网上聚会之后呢我们这个成立了这个在 Santa Maria 成立的这个仁爱小组。
So the, after we started the online gathering, and the Santa Maria started their small group, it's called Love.
那么梅弟兄呢来带领这个小组。
And Brother May is a coordinator of this group.
那么裴师母跟这个林恩森弟兄呢也有一直在帮助这个小组。
Annie 师母 and Anderson continue to support this group.
那么接下来我们可以看一下我们的主日学哈。
And so let's look at our virtual Sunday school.
那英文主日学呢今年我们有研读罗马书哥带引礼书。
And so English Sunday school, we have studied the Romans. Currently, we're studying Daniel.
那么中文主日学呢完成了以赛亚书也即将完成马可福音。
And Chinese Sunday school just completed book of Isaiah, and will continue the book of Mark.
那么我们在网上今年聚会的时候呢还举办了两个讲座。
We have two special seminars online.
一个呢是有关新冠病毒的研讨会。
And one of them is a seminar on COVID-19.
另外一个呢是关于神创论的研讨会。
And the other one is seminar on the creativism.
那么我们在今年的讲台真是有神丰富的供应。
And so through sermons that God has provided abundantly.
我们在今年开始之前呢有一个系列叫彼此之间。
From very beginning of this year, we started one another.
但是因为疫情的来到我们临时又加入了一个有关新冠病毒的这个系列。
Because when pandemic hits, and we started COVID-19 series.
那接下来呢我们就开始了这个路德记的系列。
After that, we started Book of Ruth.
那么我们有八次。非常详细的来解读这一卷短短的书卷。
So eight times we talk about the Ruth and very in detail.
我们非常感谢主，很多弟兄姐妹都非常喜欢这卷书。
And many brothers and sisters really love this book.
那么接下来呢，我们又有讲了七次关于耶稣所讲的故事。
And then there was a seven series of a story that Jesus told.
这就是按照耶稣在福音书里面所讲的比喻我们一一的来剖析耶稣所告诉我们的信息。
And so the, 比喻是 all of a sudden.
Parable.
Parables that we are able to detailly and to explain what that means.
Yeah, 我们上个星期刚刚结束了圣灵引导的这个系列。
Last week we finally finished the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我想这是对我们每个基督徒都是非常有帮助的。
And really helps us tremendously.
那么我们也非常感谢主，裴牧师在我们当中呢，都有很好的教导。
And Pastor Ray has given us a wonderful teaching.
不但丰富了我们讲台的信息哈。
And really, richly help our teaching on Sunday.
那么也对弟兄姐妹属灵生命的成长有很多的帮助。
And really help us spiritual growth.
那么裴牧师讲了上帝的特征啊，这个系列讲了四次啊。
And Pastor Ray talked about God's character four times.
那么创世纪的系列有七次啊。
Series of Genesis about seven times.
此外呢，我们也邀请一些客座的讲员。
And we also have guest speakers.
包括我们前面提到的李伟强牧师。
Including the Reverend David Lee.
那么他是从南加州的洛杉矶。脚声布道团来的。
He's from Los Angeles Herald.
那么另外呢，有这个戴尔牧师在我们当中。
And Pastor Dale.
那他在我们当中已经很多次，我们大家很熟悉他。
We're really familiar with them.
那么另外裴师母呢，也在母亲节给了我们特别的信息。
And Annie 师母 has given us a special topic on the Mother's Day.
所以为此我们特别的感谢神。
We just want to really give thanks to the Lord.
那么在过去的一年当中，我们在哪些方面做得非常出色呢？
So what some of the ministry were doing well?
我们首先要感谢神呢，就是我们教会可以成功的转型哈，到这个 Zoom 的这个崇拜上面。
And so we were able to switch to Zoom service successfully.
我们没有耽误一次星期天的敬拜。
We never delay any Sunday service.
所以我们很快的就完成了这个改变。
And we quickly able to switch to Zoom.
所以为此我们要特别感谢教会的领袖啊，来积极的支持跟推动啊这个教会的事工。
We want a really special thank to the church leaders are able to support and motivate and start the service quickly.
那我们也特别感谢教会的弟兄姐妹呢，在这个网上聚会，我们看到他们属灵的热情啊。
And we with the sister and brother are very excited actually willing to switch to online.
而且我们教会呢，也可以及时的关注到弟兄姐妹的需要。
We're able to meet the needs of the brother and sister in time.
我们看到我们核心的成员啊，他们在爱主爱神的心呢，是更加的坚固哈。
We can see the core group that the through the pandemic actually they continue to support the church.
我们也感谢教会的会员们能够对教会的信任啊，对教会的支持。
And also the weakened spiritual among our church members.
那接下来我们要看到我们有哪些地方需要改进的呢？
What are some of the areas that we can do better?
那么在过去几年我发现我们的核心的成员都非常的成熟，有很好的培训啊，很多属灵生命的成长。
And the core group has continued to have a spiritual growth.
那接下来我们就希望调动这些核心成员能够能够成立到不同的小组，可以继续推动这个小组的事工。
I would like to mobilize as a core group to disperse them to different ministry and especially like small groups.
那我们也希望说能够有机会发展我们当中青年人的事工啊。
We would also like to see we can develop a young professional ministry.
我们也希望在社区里面开拓福音的事工。
We would also like to reach out the local community ministry.
那第二部分我的跟大家的分享就是我们看了去年神在我们当中的工作，我们对下一年的工作我们有一个展望和计划。
So now we just review this past year. Now we're going to look forward, look out, outlook.
那下一年我们教会的主题是什么呢？
What will be our 2021 church theme?
那我们就是看到提摩太后书二章二节，我们来引用的，我们是来以生命影响生命。
So we'd like to use the Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 2 growing together through life on life.
所以呢，这就是我们门徒训练，将是我们下一个年度我们所专注的主题。
So we'll focus on disciple training.
因为我们希望这门徒训练呢，是以一对一的方式。
When they went to the disciple training, we'll be focused one-on-one.
所以我们不但要使我们当中有人得救。
And besides, we lead people to Christ.
我们希望我们有马上的跟进的，这个，计划。
We will also have a follow-up plan.
所以呢，我们通过这些门徒的训练能够让这个，我们的新的基督徒能够在信仰上特别扎根。
So through disciple training, we can really build a solid foundation.
那我们也希望我们已经是，比较稳定的基督徒呢，能够更加的成熟。
And we will continue to see the Christian already grow that become even grow more spiritually.
我们以后会慢慢的将这个计划逐渐的跟大家来分享。
I will review the plan with you later on.
那么今年的事工的中心就是门徒训练。
So the focus of the ministry is a disciple training.
那么我们希望2021年呢，我们教会有这些弟兄姐妹乐意参加这样的培训。
So I really hope that more brothers and sisters are willing to go through this training.
那么在这种一对一的方式当中，我们可以彼此的分享生活。
And so focus on one-on-one so we can share our life.
我们也可以在一起分享我们的信仰。
And also share our faith.
我们可能的这个培训项目呢，就是第一个是怎么样带领小组。
So the leadership training program consists of how to lead small group.
那么我们也呢，今年学习了怎么样查考圣经。
And so this year we already learned how to lead by group Bible study.
那么明年我们会再给大家讲一下我们怎么样带领这个小组的查经。
We'll continue to talk about how to lead the group Bible study.
那因为疫情的关系呢，今年我们有一些计划是没有得到贯彻的。
Because of the pandemic, there's a lot of plan was not able to accomplish.
那我们希望明年如果主若许可的话呢，我们可以有执事的学习和执事的退休会，或甚至包括一些教会其他的领袖参加。
And so 2021, hopefully if God allows, we would like to see deacon study and special retreat if other brothers and sisters were willing to join.
因为我们的执事，我们的教会领袖都为教会的事工呢有很多的付出。
Our deacons has really putting a lot of time and effort.
我们希望他们也是能够在属灵的得着上，在属灵的生命上也能够得到喂养。
So they can continue to be fed spiritually.
我们非常感谢主，我们今年的祷告会呢，真是在一个不寻常的情况下有了一个非常的不错的发展。
So this year, particularly the prayer meeting has specially breakthrough.
因为在去年我们计划的时候，我们已经提出来我们怎么样去来让我们的弟兄姐妹在一起有更多的祷告。
So last year we already planned, hopefully to have a lot more prayer between brothers and sisters.
但是因为疫情的关系，我们在网上聚会这样呢，我们更方便我们来大家在一起。
Because of the pandemic, that we start the prayer meeting online.
所以林恩森弟兄跟裴师母分别带领星期一、星期四，每周有两次中文的祷告会。
So for quite a long time, Brother Anderson and Annie 师母 and conduct prayer meeting once on Monday, once on Thursday.
我们非常感谢主，每一次都有十几位。有的时候甚至有20位弟兄姐妹在一起来祷告。
Very often we have about, 15 to 20 people, participate in the prayer meeting.
那在接下来的一段时间，我们决定有一些调整，把两个祷告会合二为一。
And so we have made some adjustment to combine two prayer meeting, as one.
那么希望大家有一些更多的时间能够在推动小组聚会上。
So the reason for that is that we would like the brother sister to spend time to join a small group.
所以明年的话呢，我们中文的祷告会呢还是每周一次。
And so start next year, we will have one Chinese prayer meeting once a month. I mean, once a week.
那么我们现在依然是在网上祷告会哈。
We were still using Zoom to pray.
那么即使我们将来回到教会的话，我们可能还会采取这种网上祷告的方式。
And even though we're able to go back to church in person, we might continue to have a prayer meeting online.
因为我们发现这样非常方便弟兄姐妹来参与。
Because we found out it's very convenient for brother and sister to join.
我们希望说还没有机会参加我们祷告会的弟兄姐妹也有机会来跟我们来一起来分享，这是个美好的机会。
This is really a wonderful opportunity for people to join the prayer meeting, so I really encourage you to join.
那么明年呢，另外我们也希望有一个英文的祷告会。
We would like to have an English prayer meeting next year.
这样满足在我们当中讲英文的弟兄姐妹的需要。
So can meet the needs of brothers and sisters who speak English.
英文的祷告会大概是每个月一次。
And so we'll be just once a month.
那我们希望可以参加英文祷告会的弟兄姐妹能够踊跃参加。
So we really encourage you that if you speak English that to join the English prayer meeting.
那就像我们刚才所介绍的哈，我们的推动小组的事工。
Just like we said, we are start the small group.
那这个是我们今年的目标哈。
And this is the, our goal of this year.
那我们有七个小组呢在计划当中。
And so we have seven groups that are in the planning.
那喜乐小组已经在多年都有固定的聚会。
And Joy Group has started many years ago.
那今年我们已经成立了一个新的和平小组。
And this year we started this peace group.
那么有胡其健和林恩生弟兄来一起的带领。
Is a brother Raymond and Anderson are in charge.
那么此外呢，李嘉玲姐妹和姚红姐妹呢也会带领一个恩典花园小组。
And Sister Catherine and Yao Hong and just start the Grace Garden small group.
而且我们今年已经成立了一个叫姐妹小组。
And we just started another sister group recently.
这个姐妹小组呢取名良善。
And this is take over, 师母 Annie 师母的the group's name is a goodness.
但是这跟以前的良善小组成员并不完全一样。
The members are totally different than the previous group.
那我们也特别感谢总李峰玲姐妹啊，还有杨红跟这个谢娇鸾姐妹谢娇鸾夫妇他们都乐意来带领我们当中年长的弟兄姐妹。
And we have Sister Feng Ling and Sister Nguyen and also Brother Hong that just started Evergreen group.
而且他们已经开始做了很多这个关怀的工作。
They already start doing a lot of caring ministry.
那么英文的小组也在筹划当中。
So English word is in the planning at this time.
那么圣玛利亚的这个仁爱小组呢像我刚才讲已经开始聚会多个月几个月了。
Santa Maria Group Love has started many months ago.
Yeah. 那么我们2021年年度的目标是什么呢
?So what is the goal for 2021?
首先我们希望我们可以平安的能够回归教会聚会。
So hopefully we can transition back to in-person service, peacefully.
那么现在的疫苗呢情况也使我们比较有一定的把握哈。
And so now there's some hope because the vaccine's coming.
所以有可能我们在明年的第二季度就可以回到教会聚会。
Maybe the second quarter may be able to go back to church.
那我们也继续来巩固我们上面提到的这些小组。
We'll continue to consolidate the small groups.
那么我们网上的聚会无论是小组啊祷告会都可能会继续的进行。
And we'll continue meeting online.
那么我们希望我们可以明年推动一个新的事工就是我们明年年度的主题哈门徒训练。
So we'll start the one-on-one disciple training.
我们希望我们教会的领袖呢可以都有这个属灵生命成长的机会啊。
We will try to build our future leaders so they will have spiritual growth.
那么长期的目标是什么呢
?So what will be the long-term goal?
我们看到这个地图的话，我们就知道这个就是我们中岸啊，加州中岸海岸地区的几个不同的县的情况。
And so you can see this is a different county in Central Coast California area.
那我们SLO 县呢，我们是正好在中间哈。
And the SLO is in the middle of the California.
而且我们目前呢，我们的教会是这个县里面唯一的一个中国华人的教会哈。
And our church is the only Chinese church in the Central Coast.
所以我们希望我们能够继续在这个整个地区来推动华人的福音事工。
And we can really continue to develop the Chinese ministry.
我们希望我们将来可以有自己的儿童和青年的事工。
So hopefully that we will start children and youth ministry.
这样可以帮助我们教会能够比较平衡的发展。
And then we will have a very balanced development.
那我们也渐渐的认识到说，最近我们这个县呢，有很多从其他地区搬到这里来的华人啊。
And we also notice that in this county, there's a lot of Chinese people moved to this area.
我们希望我们当中我们教会能够将福音能够传给这批年轻的人。
And so hopefully that we can reach out to those young professionals.
这对我们教会的信仰的传承也是很重要的。
And so that is very important that we will continue in our church ministry.
那现在我们已经在圣塔玛利亚这个地方呢，我们有一个小组啊。
And right now we have a small group in Santa Maria.
我们希望如果神要许可的话，我们在最终会在这个地区能够建立一个新的教会。
If God allows, hopefully that we'll have a church in Santa Maria area.
最后我特别的感谢神在这个时间给我们这个教会的祝福。
A really special thanks to the Lord to give a tremendous blessing to our church.
我也感谢我们的教会的执事和教会的领袖，在这个困难的时期你们为教会所做出的贡献。
I want to thank to the deacons and church leader what you have contributed to our ministry.
最后我也特别感谢我们教会的会员众弟兄姐妹对教会的爱心和支持。
I want to thank you all the sister brothers and the members and your continued support to our church.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归给我们的神。
We give all the glory to our God.
我们下面就把时间我们交给这个 Chris， 我们的执事会主席，他会带领执事会来逐一每一个部门的来分享下面的事工。
So that we'll give it the time to our chairperson, Chris Choi, that he will introduce each deacon to share the ministry.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Chen.
谢谢陈牧师。
Now we are going to go through each deacon and their respective ministry.
我们会每一位执事会很快的跟他分享他们那个执事的他们的所做的事情。
Starting off, we'll go with Bianca and Christian Education.
我们基督教育Bianca 姐妹会先分享。刚才陈牧师已经分享了非常多教会今年所发展的事工。Pastor Chen already shared a lot of church ministry, so I don't want to be over and keep repeating, 所以我想我不会再多的重复。但是我想今年那个刚陈牧师已经讲过我们中文主日学、英文主日学所做的东西，然后再加马可归纳式的查经法。So Pastor Chen already talked about Chinese Sunday School, English Sunday School, and Mark Inductive Bible Study. The only thing I just want to add that we just started to prepare our nursery. 我们现在今年已经开始在我们的教会的育婴室已经准备好。我们已经买好所有这个育婴室要需要的设备。So we already prepare the nursery by to having all the equipments. So this nursery will be ready to be used anytime once the church go back. 所以这育婴室呢可以就开始使用，只要教会一回去了以后。The purpose of the nursery is prepare for newborn all the way to 3 years old. 所以我们这育婴室呢是给出生的婴儿到三岁，但如果有必要的话，我们当然也可以到四岁。If it's needed, that we can extend to 4 years old. But for children 4 years older, that we're encouraging they go to the children Sunday school. 如果你是四岁以上的话，我们会鼓励他们去参加美国的他们的主日学。So, I just want to add one thing about Mark inductive Bible study. 我就是要加一个关于马可归纳式查经法。我们觉得在这一年有因为有这么多人参加这个训练，我觉得很多的弟兄姐妹得到非常多的帮助。Because there are so many people participate this Bible study training, and we totally benefited. I want to use two phrases to express how I feel for the last assignment. 我想用我自己的感受来跟大家分享一下我自己学到的。在这个礼拜呢，我是觉得是叫叫苦连天，但是呢也是乐在其中。So for my last assignment, I was screaming loud because there was so much homework to do. But in the meantime, I so enjoy inside my heart. So that tells you that, paying a price is worth it for spiritual growth. 像同样呢就是愿意跟大家分享就是虽然是这么样的辛苦要做很多的功课，但是我们看到灵性的成长是非常值得的。所以感谢主，我们今年有这么样好的这样的一个训练。 So I want to thank the Lord. We have a wonderful training this year.
Okay, thank you, Bianca. Next we have Fong Ling, and she will be sharing about fellowship.
We have a sister Fong Ling. Deacon shared that our small group and fellowship.
我们就是今年来这教会的小组哈，小组事工已经也在不断的发展，有些新的小组正在成立或者是正准备成立。
So we have so many small groups are in the process of starting and will start soon.
因为这个小组这个事工吧，说实在话对于我来讲是个新的是比较新的这种功课了，因为这主要的还是要靠我们教会的会员大家的努力。
And because the small group ministry to me is a new experience that really depend on each member who's willing to participate the small group.
因为大家在不同的小组里根据自己不同的就是生活的就范围和年龄段可以得到很好的互相就是鼓励，互相能够共同成长的这种效果。
And then because we have a different small group, hopefully small group will meet individual needs by our own life experience and maybe different age group and language.
Yeah, 现在我们最主要的就是说有些新成立的小组就是如何进一步的发展和巩固。
And so hopefully we'll strengthen the new small group.
像我和阮还有杨红弟兄，我们也就希望把这些老年人的这个就我们教会里这些老年人能够把他们心更聚在一起，让他们感觉到而且能够发挥这个就是他们的作用吧。
And so hopefully through the evergreen, then we will continue to do the care ministry.
其他的我们没有什么可讲的，那个刚才牧师也都介绍了我们这些小组的一些情况。
So Pastor Chan already shared the current status of our small groups.
是，就是希望在新的一年里，我们大家就是能够更加的巩固这个原有的小组，而且也可在可能的情况下，有必要的话，我们也可以有新的这小组的成立。
And so the so sooner or later we're going to start have another new small group.
那我就先分享这些。
And this is my sharing.
Okay, thank you, Fong Ling. Next we have Raymond, who will be sharing about the missions.
And Raymond will share the mission. 宣教。
Thank you. Yeah, it is our job, being a Christian, to follow Jesus' teaching, particularly this particular verse that we all know from Matthew.
我们基督徒应该要遵从耶稣的教导，特别是在这一段圣经经节里面。
Next slide. So the purpose is to spread the good news outside of the church.
我们在教会的是宣教的目的是在教会外面传扬福音。
And next slide. So we have a short-term mission, we have long-term mission, and we, as a church, that we are not strong enough to really be the primary church to support long-term mission, but however, we do it by, through some existing strong organizations and support the long-term mission.
And 我们的教会有短期的宣教，也有一些长期的宣教。但我们在这边可以看到，我们特别有一些支持一些一些非常有组织的一些宣教组织。
For example, the overseas missionary fellowship through that we have been supporting Scott Meyer for many years.
And 我就像我们一直在教会一直支持在海外校园团契 Scott Meyer.
And then we also support Go International.
我们也同样在边支持华人福音普世差传会。
And Chinese Christian Herald Crusades.
And 在这个地方我们支持角声。
Chinese Christian Mission, of course, 中信。
And 还有中国信徒布道会。
And the USA Care Ministry that's go to more than just China, but Cambodia and many other Asian countries.
还有国际关怀协会，除了中国以外，甚至要到柬埔寨去。
And Gideon's International.
还有基甸会。
And then, of course, Ambassador for Christ is a very strong organization that we have been supporting.
我们支持基督使者协会很长一段时间。
And then through our brothers and sisters and co-workers that we have some activities even during the pandemic.
And 甚至我们现在疫情里面我们能够这样去支持一些社区里面的一些宣教。
Next slide. I just want to quickly make sure everyone knows thatWe have this mission board, and the mission board has responsibilities, and these are the people who really takes on the responsibilities.
我们这个宣教里面有一个组，有一个小组。在宣教小组里面呢，这是有好几个弟兄姐妹来帮忙推动这个宣教的工作。
And then besides these five people, but there's also many co-workers whenever we have functions.
And 同样除了这五位弟兄姐妹同样有好几位一些宣教活动的同工。
Almost the whole church.
整个教会都是我们的同工。
And the next slide is, okay, yeah, so quickly that Pastor Chen already go through many of the activities, but then we also had,Dr. Wong, who came, who didn't came, but just used the Zoom to share and use that as opportunity to have some mission, local mission functions.
And 陈牧师已经跟我们分享了很多我们教会今年所做的一些宣教活动。那我们有位特别一位王弟兄跟我们来到我们用借着 Zoom 来跟我们讲到 COVID 的这个疫情。
And then the upcoming Christmas worship, I hope that all our brothers and sisters would invite friends or neighbors to join us, particularly if they speak Chinese.
And 我们真的希望下礼拜借着我们的一个特别圣诞的崇拜，邀请我们的朋友、我们的邻居，如果他们特别讲中文的话，英文也可以来参加我们的崇拜。
And the next slide is that by passing, we want to mention that the upcoming 2 weeks later, that we have this mission conference.
在今年12月底的时候 ,28 到30号我们有一个特别的一个差传大会。
And let's consider that is our own church mission conference.
我们真的因为就像我们自己教会办的一个差传大会。
The date and the time are here and you don't have to attend every one of them, and particularly the church already pay for the expenses, and if we don't join and we don't use the opportunity, we will waste the opportunity.
And 教会已经付了这个了，所以真的是希望鼓励弟兄姐妹都能够来参加，也不是需要每一堂都参加，但我们真的鼓励你能够可以注册来参加。
And make sure that you would register ahead of time, contact me, and it is not an easy process to register.But I would help and everyone should be able to do it.
如果你有兴趣参加的话请你跟我联络我会帮助你注册因为这注册不是很容易。
And then speakers include the Chinese speaker and English speakers and they are listed here.
And 我们这边有很多中文的也有很多英文都是一些很有名的一些讲员。
So I just use this opportunity in passing to mention this. Thank you very much.
希望用借这个机会正鼓励弟兄姐妹去参加。
That is my report.
And 这是吴弟兄宣教方面的报告。
Okay, thank you, Raymond. Next we have Rachel with the share about worship.
我们有若曦姐妹跟我们一起分享宣那个敬拜。
So glad that we had a wonderful review of her journey as a church.In the passing year of 2020.
我们在2020年的时候我们有很好我们可以回顾我们的敬拜。
I'm sure the slides brought back lots of memories that we shared and they're precious and unprecedented.
这些幻灯片让我们真的回想到过去一年所发生很多一些很好的也有一些可能觉得不太好的一些回忆。
In 2020, we worshipped in the church building from the first Sunday, January 4th.
Yeah, 我们今年开始从1月开始一到3月是在教会敬拜。
Until March 15th, I believe that is our last Sunday worship at the Student Union in Nazarene Church.
在3月15号是在我们的那个学生工作的地方我们是最后一次聚会。
Looking back then, none of us had the idea that this would have gone so far andWe still don't know at this point when are we going to go back to the church building.
我们在那个时候从来没有想到会持续这个疫情会持续这么久。我们到现在也不太确定什么时候能够回到教会。
However, with the help of Brother Raymond and his dedicated hours and talents, we transitioned pretty smoothly to online worship for the first time in the week of March 22nd.
And 我们再次在教会胡其健弟兄的帮助下我们在3月22号就非常成功的转型到教会去聚会。
Followed by 38 weeks of online worship up to today.
我们到现在已经有38个礼拜天是在网上聚会。
Thanks to the Lord, our church members and our leaders did a great job adjusting the modality change and our mentality for online worship.
And 真是感谢主我们弟兄姐妹跟教会的领袖非常很快的就转移到在这边在网上这样聚会。
Moving to next year, with God's grace, we hope to continue to humbly lead and help the congregation in 5C to experience and develop a life of worship.
And 希望下一年呢我们能够在2021年有一个更活泼的在网上的在敬拜。
That's something I personally seen as a vision for my transformation in Jesus, and I hope to share this vision with the church leaders and brothers and sisters.
And 这是我自己在我个人的属灵上面的，对我来讲是一个转型或转变。我也希望借着我这样的一个经验，能够跟弟兄姐妹也能够同样的分享这样的一个经验。
Which is to learn and to solidify the worship and put Jesus and His glory in the center of our life.
And 同样一样继续的去学习把耶稣基督是我们敬拜的中心。
Not only to sing a few songs together on Sunday morning, which is an important practice for us to prepare ourselves for the eternal worship when we are with Jesus.
And 这不单是指我们礼拜天就唱几首诗歌，但也是同样预备我们在这样永恒的在永远里面学习怎么样去敬拜神。
But more importantly, when we walk out the church and go back home or enter into our workplace, hopefully we can live a life of worship in all the things, people, and relationships that we engage.
And 当我们走出教会的时候，我们能同样用我们的这个敬拜的这个生活在我们的生活里面，在我们的工作里面彰显出来。
That's all my sharing today. Thank you.
谢谢你，这是我今天的分享。
Thank you, Rachel.Next we have Jackson and Finance.
下面我们 Jackson 弟兄跟我们分享我们教会的财务报告。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹早安。
I'm the church treasurer and I've been asked to give a presentation in under 5 minutes.
我在五分钟之内要把这教会的财务要把它报告一下。
This first slide is, the financial report for this year 2020.
这是我们今年2020年的财务。
Our financial calendar begins actually in December.
And 但是我们这个财务呢是从去年的12月开始。
Because by the time I give this report, we still don't have data for this year's December.
And 因为在这个时候我们并没有今年的12月的财务报告。
There are several bars here. The blue bar represents our income.
And 在蓝颜色的呢是代表我们教会收入。
Red represents our expense.
And 这个支出是红色的。
Green represents the net of that month.
And 那个浅绿色呢是代表我们那一个是有多余的余出。
It's not always surplus, sometimes it's deficit too.
有的时候我们可以看有几个月呢是没有多出来的反而是有少进来的。
So yeah, so if it's above the line of zero, that means a surplus. If it's below the zero line, that means it's deficit.
所以我们可以看到有几个月大概三个月的时间是在 zero 以下是表示有些支出。
All in all, our income is roughly 15,000.
And 我们大概基本上我们大概有将近11万5千的收入。
Our expense is 108,000 roughly.
我们支出大概是108,000。
And our net is positive 6,800 roughly.
最后到今年我们大家这边还有多余的大概是6到7千块左右。
Next slide please. If we look back to 10 years finances,
我们如果往前面的十年看到我们教会的财务的话
We see that the income has always exceeded expenses.
我们可以看到我们的收入进来的永远是超过我们的支出。
We see a sharp increase beginning in the year 2019.
我们特别看到一个非常大的一个不同点就是2019年。
That is the year that Pastor Chen joined us.
And 这是因为陈牧师开始加入我们的教会。
And it's very good to see that the congregation, our members, have stepped up to meet the needs with their generous giving.
我们可以看到弟兄姐妹非常的踊跃，因为也看到教会的需要，也摆上了更多的奉献。
The past year's net is not as strong in a surplus compared to the previous 12 months.
那么2020年呢，跟2019年比起来的话，就没有像2019年那么好。
And it's understandable because of our impact.
因为我想我们可以能够了解因为这疫情的关系。
But all in all, I think, our church finances over the past 10 years have been really good.
我们一般来讲我们过去教会十年的财务是相当健康的。
And if the past few years have been any indication, the hope is that in the future as the church ministry grows, our members and congregation will step up to meet the needs.
我们希望我们教会在继续发展的话有更多的不同的事工的发展然后我们的教会弟兄姐妹有更多愿意在奉献里面有份。
Next slide, please. This pie chart represents our year 2021 budget.
And 这是我们的一个2021年的一个预算。
The 2021 budget is $127,703.
2020年呢，我们的预算是127,766块。
Just a slight decrease compared to the previous year.
但是我们2021年呢，我大概少个差不多63块钱。
2/3 of our expenses are slated for the pastoral ministry.
有三分之二呢，是因为是因为牧师的方面的支出。
And that's understandable because our church currently does not have a huge facility expense.
因为我们现在教会不太需要有些设备或者是一些房租的支出。
Next slide, please. From what we can see, God has been faithful to all of our individuals in our church and to the church as a whole.
在一般来讲的话，我们可以看到教会，我们的神真是在我们的教会有很多信实的供应。
And we are very thankful for him, for providing.
我们也真的感谢我们的主，他为我们充充富富的预备。
Thank you, everybody.
谢谢。
All right, thank you, Jackson. And then I'll wrap things up here. For this past year, I think it's already been mentioned that no one could have seen or foresaw what was going to happen.
在2020年，我们都没有办法预测，或甚至会看到这个疫情怎么会发展到这样的一个程度。
I still remember 2019 when we had our leadership meeting and we were planning out 2020 for different goals and our plans.
我们还记得我们2019年我们在那边计划2020年要怎么样去做一些特别的事工。
And then when COVID came to the U.S. and basically shut everything down, it seemed like all our plans and our goals for this year also got shut down.
但是2020年当疫情来了以后，我们可以看到，好像我们这所有的做的一些所有的计划，好像都也要同样被取消。
But God is faithful, and He has done things this past year with our church that we could not have done on our own.
但是我们的主真的是信实的，如果没有主的话，我们没有办法做成我们今年教会这样推动的这么多的好的一些事工。
At first we imagined it probably be only a few months before we'd be able to return back to meeting in person.
我相信可能再过几个月，我们就有可能会回到教会来一起来敬拜跟聚会。
But here we are now, 9 months later, and we're still meeting online, and we have no idea of when we'll able to return.
对不起，我刚翻译错了。我们原来以为只有几个月就会回到教会，但是没想到已经九个月了，我们还在网上聚会。
But we look forward to this upcoming year with great hope.
我们往前瞻的话，我们就可以看到2021年我们有很大的希望。
As you've heard from the other deacons and also from Pastor Chen, we have new goals, new ideas for this coming year.
我们在2021年，我们听到弟兄姐妹这我们教会的执事跟陈牧师，我们有很多的展望跟计划。
Because our hope is not in something that is physical, something that is tangible, something that is temporary.
但我们的盼望不是建立在暂时的。
But our hope is in God and He is eternal.
我们的盼望是在我们的主里面，他是永恒的。
God today is the same God that He has always been and that He always will be.
我们的主是从过去到永远，永远不改变。
So we ask for your prayers as we look forward to this coming year, that we would follow in His footsteps and not try to make our own path.
所以在这边我们特别希望弟兄姐妹继续用祷告来支持我们教会的一些事工。
And we also want to thank each and every one of you in the church.
我真的要谢谢教会的每一位弟兄姐妹。
The transition to meeting online, not just on Sundays, but also with prayer meeting, with fellowship groups.
我们在这个转移的这样的从过去大家可以在教会见面到在网上见面不管是在礼拜天的聚会或是祷告聚会或在小组上面。
Yeah, so, Let's continue to hold on to the faith that we have.
我们再次继续在对神有信心。
The faith that God has something greater in plan.
我们知道神他在他的永恒里面有个大的计划。
And he uses all things to glorify himself.
他在借着各样的事情是荣耀他，我们可以荣耀他。
And with that, we have a slideshow that Cheryl put together.
And 我们这边下面有一个短的幻灯片，是我们教会的秘书把它放在一起。
Before we go to announcements, I'll give Pastor Chen a couple minutes.
我们先把下面时间交给陈牧师。
也感谢主，我们有一个美好的聚会今天。
Thanks the Lord, we have a wonderful worship today.
我想特别利用这个机会感谢我们当中的崔琳姐妹。
I want to use this opportunity to special thanks our sister, Crystal.
因为崔琳姐妹在过去的两年一直在担任我们教会的执事，负责崇拜的事工。
And Crystal has been our worship deacon for the last 2 years.
那因为她现在又怀孕有这个第二个孩子要即将出生。
And she's pregnant with a second child, and the baby probably will be born in a few months.
所以呢，她今年就决定不再在接下来不再担任这个崇拜的执事。
And she has decided to take off the worship deacon responsibility.
我们看到我们的姐妹在过去两年在教会中是非常忠心的， 默默无闻的来奉献。
And so we have seen our brother and sister has, this sister has been faithfully serving us.
甚至让她在怀第一个孩子时候就非常勇敢地接过了这个执事的重任。
And so she has been taking the heavy responsibility when she was pregnant with her first child.
那么她和Sam 呢在我们当中都是在负责音响啊在崇拜的安排上都付出了很多的时间。
And she and Sam has spent a lot of time to be responsible beside worship and also sound system.
我都不知道她是怎么样来同时能够处理这么多的事情。
I have no idea how she can manage them all.
那么有一个第一次做母亲又要照顾餐馆的生意还要照顾到教会的这些事工的需要。
And besides, she's a first-time mother, and then also manages the restaurant, and also all the church ministries.
那这一次呢，我们下个星期的这个圣诞节的敬拜也是这个崔琳姐妹一手来组织的啊。
And next Sunday, our special Christmas Sunday is coordinated by Sister Crystal.
那他和 Sam 的甚至把这个圣诞节的这个装饰都在教会布置好。
And actually, she already decorated the Christmas decoration in our church.
我们本来打算在教会可以跟大家现场直播的。
We were hoping to have the special the worship service at church for at least for the worship team.
但是因为疫情的变化，我们不能在教会，我们要改变这个方式。
And because the restriction of a California rule, we have to change our format.
所以他们又把装饰好的东西重新摘下来，又重新收拾起来。
And they have to take off all those decorations from church.
所以我们为我们这个爱主的姐妹和这个家庭在我们当中，我们特别的感谢神。
We so give a special thank to the Lord, the sister and her family has spent so much time in our church.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远。May the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you from now and forever. Amen.